Welcome back to our study on LifeWords Day by Day. Yesterday, we saw a group of religious people appeal to their heritage as a reason why they were not enslaved to sin and had no need to be set free by Jesus. And now they try and claim a religious status by saying, Abraham is our father. Well, that sounds the same as what they had previously said. But look at how Jesus answers them. He says, if you were Abraham's children, this is not what Abraham did. You're doing what your father, your true father, did. So what were they claiming? They were claiming a religious status. Look at my religion. They were saying we hold to the same religion as Abraham. That's what they would say. But here's what we learn. If they were truly of the same faith, then how they loved and lived would look a lot like Abraham's life. Abraham was not perfect, but he was a man of deep faith in God. In fact, when God sent him messengers, Abraham recognized them as such and accepted them into his home. But these current day opponents of Jesus do not recognize Jesus as God's ultimate messenger. They reject him and they try to kill him, all the while claiming their religious status prove that they were children of God, when in fact Jesus says they're children of Satan. This text leads us to love Christ because he points out our errors. And we live this text out in this way. We think different labels prove our legitimacy as real Christians. We say, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Calvinist, I'm a premillennialist, I'm an Awana Clubber of the Year, the sovereign queen of the GMAs, and yet wearing any of those does nothing to impress God. You could be all of those things and still not be a child of God. I'm very little concerned with how long you've been a Baptist, but I'm deeply concerned with whether or not you are a repenter and believer in Jesus Christ. Do you know Him? Just because you've signed a church covenant and agree in theory with a doctrinal statement or to the New Hampshire Confession of Faith does not win you any prize from the Father. It doesn't gain you status. Now, I'm not saying that those things are unimportant. They have their place within the faith. But Jesus is showing us that high claims of religious words carry very little weight when your actions are always contradictory. He says to them in the text, you seek to murder me. You reject the truth that's been validated by miracle after miracle. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing what your father did. So let's not claim a religious status other than Jesus Christ as our Savior. When you pray today, please remember David Marroquin and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Moray LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso and Ghana.